Misfit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if I save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. Let's just call that icing on the cake. The mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. Now, if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and you're not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host, and I am on a mission. I'm on a mission, daggone it. Tired of folks whining and moaning and groaning, and we can't get jobs, we can't do this, we can't do that. Well, folks, you got to go get the information. It's out there. You just got to go get it. Now, I try to bring it right here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. I started to sound like a preacher up here. I got that from a dear old dad. As a matter of fact, we're celebrating our 7-year anniversary today. We've been on the air for 7 long years, 9 dog years. What's that, about 35 years or something like that? And I keep hearing all these things about 7 is spiritual and this and that and the other. It's the beginning, it's the ending, it's Alpha, Omega, and all that good stuff. I don't know what all that stuff means. All I know is that 7 years is a long time to be on the radio show. And I love it. I've enjoyed every second of it. I've seen many come and many go. We are here for the long haul, because when you are true to a mission, time just doesn't matter. And I am true to this mission. I am glad to have had a great run here. I'm glad it's been made possible with my great co-hosts, with the guests, with the sponsors, with the listening audience. I want to thank you. This is your show. This is your show because we are on a mission. We've got to put our people to work. Our kids out here, they're looking for opportunities. Our adults, they need jobs. We've got people out here who are really kind of trying to figure out what this crazy man in the White House is going to do. Well, I said, let's take the power back away from them. We have the power. If we just use it, don't let anybody tell you that we don't have what it takes to be successful. And I have people who will back me up, will amen me right out of this building. Matter of fact, I have one right here in the booth with me today. None other than the president and CEO of the Minor Football League, the MFL, Mr. Richard Miles. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
And welcome to the show. You are one of those people that's out there. I'm always hearing people talking about, hey, man, we ain't got this, we ain't got that. You don't buy that, do you?
Oh, no, not at all.
Because you started this MFL Football League, and you started out as a nonprofit. You saw some of the challenges that were out here in the community. And I say let's tackle it economically. If you get the economic foundation, many of the other things just fall into place.
Absolutely. You're right about that. You know, we need to stop sitting back and complaining and actually do something about it. And that's what I did in, you know, forming the Minor Football League.
Well, we're going to get into that, and I've been following the MFL and some of the people that are involved, and we're going to talk about that today. We're also going to talk about franchising. Franchising. We've heard about it. We've talked about it. We think we know people. We think we have an idea how it works. But I'm going to give you some tips today on franchising. And matter of fact, later in the show, or the 10:45 hour, we're going to have a franchisee. And in franchise speak, that's a person who owns a franchise. A franchisor is the person who offers the franchise to the public. As a matter of fact, Mr. Miles himself is a franchisor. Tell us about that at MFL. You have a MFL that's actually a franchise now.
Absolutely. We have 32 teams across the country. And what I'm trying to do in revitalizing the organization, we're going to franchise teams. We have 30 franchises available now.
Wow. And for all you folks out here not sure how this franchise thing, let me give you the why you might want to start a franchise. First of all, franchises have a 90% success rate. Let me tell you something, folks. When you start a business, if you have a 50% chance of making it, you are doing better than most. Most businesses, we got probably about 25% overall. In our community, it's closer to like 5% after 5 years. That is an abysmal number. So a franchise gives you a 90% success rate, and it's one of the main reasons that investors choose franchising over all other types of business investments. A franchise brings brand awareness to your company. So if you're starting out here, you're trying to start from scratch, branding takes years to build. Years. I'm not talking about a couple of weeks, a couple of months. It takes years to build a brand, and Mr. Miles knows that after 21 years in the MFL.
Oh, absolutely.
And that brand is getting stronger every day. Every time I see it, I see some of the people who you brought into the fold, and we're definitely going to get more into that later on. Now, the other thing about a franchise, it is a proven business model. So some of the things that are benefits or characteristics of a franchise are also some of the same reasons that regular business owners that start from scratch do not succeed. Another big one is advertising. A good franchisor brings an advertising success model to the table. You don't have to go out here and reinvent the wheel, try to figure it out. In most cases, they've already figured it out. They bring, say, look, we've tried this, it works. Do this, do this, do that. Where a lot of companies who are just starting from the out of the gate, they don't have any such model. Another thing franchises bring to the table is training. Training, training, training. You can spend a lot of time just trying to train people. People come to the table, they come from various backgrounds. You gotta train them how to run that business. A franchise brings that to it. Another big advantage of franchising is economies of scale. Now, as a business developer, many people don't understand the economies of scale concept. If I'm out here buying something, if I'm trying to compete against somebody across the street, and I'm in a grocery store business, I got to spend $1.20 for that can of peaches, where somebody else who has 15 chain stores, they may be spending 60 cents for that same can of peaches because they're using economies of scale. They can buy it at lower unit cost than you can, which means they will price you out of the market every time. So franchises bring that economies of scale. That means they have consolidated overhead. They're buying things in bulk. If it's uniforms, if it's working deals with venues and things like that, franchising bring that economies of scale and purchasing power where you as a sole proprietor may not have that advantage. Another thing franchises bring to the table, support. You have problems. You're not sure how it works. You can pick up the phone. You got Mr. Miles. If you're another thing I like about Mr. Miles, he's accessible. Now, I'm going to tell you, Mr. Miles, I've dealt with a lot of franchises, but you are an accessible person, and I'm sure that's the reason why you are being so successful. You make yourself available to your franchisees.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times we tend to, once you sell a franchise, you distance yourself. But failure is not an option with me. If you fail, then we fail.
That's exactly.
So that's what makes me so accessible to people and franchisee.
And I'm sure that has helped your success. And another one of these benefits of owning a franchise is that when you're trying to get money, boy, that money is like it is so elusive. Banks still aren't giving up money. President Obama went through all that trouble to bail these clowns out. And they took that money and invested it, sent it overseas, gave themselves big bonuses. Banks, you are no friend of mine, okay? But anyway, put that aside for a moment. If you own a franchise, you do have a better chance than somebody else at getting franchises because the banks know. The banks, they are what we call risk averse. Risk averse means, look, I'm not going to put money anywhere where I don't have a good chance of getting my money back. And if you're talking about a franchise, something that has a 90% success rate, they're going to lend that money to you versus somebody who's just starting out with a great idea. I don't care how great that idea is. They are very reluctant to lend you money with a startup business. Franchises don't have that issue. So I have mad love for all of my brothers and sisters out here who are doing it the sole proprietor way. That's why my company, Gatewood Marketing, we work with companies. We help you develop those businesses. So we can get you to that point where maybe one day your company can also become a franchise. I have a company called Gatewood Franchising also. So if you want to look at some franchises, go to gatewoodfranchises.com and take a look at those franchises. You may decide that you may want to just say, look, I got this great idea, but I don't want to go through that whole startup process. I might just get me a franchise. You can get a franchise starting out probably about 10 grand, get you something like a travel agency franchise. But the average franchise is going to cost you somewhere in the $50,000 to $70,000 range. Some of the things that may disqualify you, that's why you just can't wake up tomorrow and say, I want to buy a franchise, and I'm sure Mr. Miles knows
that. Absolutely.
By the time their legal team and evaluation squad get through with, you might have a lot of money in the bank. But if you're upside down, let's put it this way. If you have $1 million, and this business breaks some people's hearts, Mr. Miles. They say, I got $1 million. I can go buy me a franchise. I can buy anything they want to. Until they hear about this thing called net worth. If you have $1 million in the bank, but you owe $2 million, you are upside down by $1 million. And your net worth may disqualify you in most cases.
You're correct.
So, folks, so that's some of the things that a company like mine, Gatewood Marketing and Gatewood Franchises, help you with when you're trying to decide whether or not you want to go the franchise route versus going through a starting it up the traditional way. And of course, there's some benefits of doing it yourself, but you got to. I would ask my business brothers and sisters out here to do this. When you start this business and you are serious about it and you have put your heart and soul in it, you've done the raison d'etre, the reason for being, the kookakachalia, whatever that the term they use around Kwanzaa. Whatever's in your heart that made you decide to do this, you have to go ahead and take the steps to make that business franchise ready. That means going out, getting yourself a trademark. Now, if you're saying to yourself, well, I'm just going to do this. I just want to pay my bills and make sure the kid gets out of school. Okay. But if you plan to take that organization, like Mr. Miles has done here with the MFL, and I know he's done... You got your trademark.
Trademark, patent.
All that stuff.
All that.
And you could not franchise until you do that.
Absolutely.
Because if you go out here with an idea and you're trying to let other people sell that idea or use that idea, how can you do that if you don't even have the trademark or the patent on it? You can't do it. Because there are certain things that are going to be required when you put that franchise disclosure document together, and that's something else we can talk about. That may just disqualify you from becoming a franchise. So there are some steps you need to take. Once again, my company, Gatewood Marketing, can help you, one, help you find a franchise if you're interested in becoming one and buying one. And we can also get your company closer to that step of becoming a franchise or. And so anyway, my company is Gatewood Marketing. I am at 301-839-2836. And you can also find me at gatewoodmarketing.com. I have in the studio Mr. Richard Miles of the MFL. We're going to talk about more about his franchising opportunities. But also coming up after the break, we're going to have Miss Tanya Brigham from Smoothie King. We're going to hear her story as a franchisee. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Friday morning, mid-morning ride. Gonna have some slow spots for you. Road construction on 50 as you merge into New York Avenue eastbound. After the Anacostia River Bridge, as you merge from the BW Parkway, right lane is blocked with a mobile crew. We're also working on the Anacostia Freeway. Got some northbound delays. Right lane blocked there between Benning Road and Burroughs Avenue. And we're doing okay if you're traveling around the Beltway, except in Silver Spring. That work zone after New Hampshire Avenue also blocking your right lane. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. The WOL forecast for today is going to be cloudy, but severe storms coming in tonight. Heavy rain possibly tonight. Right now, we've got cloudy skies and 56 degrees in Washington. I'm Angela Foster, 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. I'm here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. We're celebrating 7 years of being on the air. Marketing Pulpit was named so in honor of my dear old dad, bless his heart. He passed away about 1 month before the show went on the air, and I was trying to decide what to call the show. And he was really, literally on his deathbed. He was in hospice, and I'm saying to myself, he's probably not going to ever get a chance to hear the show. But I had to ask myself, how can I honor him? Because he was a minister for 51 years in the same church, and I was a little guy out there in front of the pulpit many times just listening to him. And that's where I picked up a lot of my ways. Dad was fiercely independent. He was a sharecropper. He owned a small business. He was owned a grocery store. And he taught me something that I would never, ever forget is don't depend on other people. Mr. Miles, I'm telling you.
Absolutely. I don't blame you.
He said,
depend on yourself.
He said, I don't care what you have to do. He said, I don't care how much money you have, how much money you don't have. You have to be independent. So I got that strong independence, that fierce independence from my dad. And so as he was about to pass away, I said, I'm going to name this show in his honor. And that's where Marketing Pulpit came from. The pulpit was it really to honor him. And so we're celebrating 7 years of being on the air. And I want to thank all of the listeners and supporters, the sponsors, people like Mr. Myers, the guests, the co-hosts. We have a great lineup of co-hosts. We're on the air Monday through Saturday. And we cover the entire United States, Houston, Texas, New York. We cover Charlotte, North Carolina. We cover Waynesboro, Marvin, North Carolina. We cover Baltimore. We cover the end. We cover a lot. That's why we Marketing Pulpit International. And like Mr. Miles said, it is a trademark, copyrighted name. And we're proud to be celebrating 7 years. The number here is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. If you have a question for me or my guest, Mr. Richard Miles, who's the owner of the MFL, the Minor Football League, then give us a call. I was last week, I did another thing I do a lot of, Mr. Miles. I do a lot of networking. And one thing, I've done several shows on networking, and one of the benefits of networking is that you get to meet the owners. If I run an ad on the show, and I like traditional advertising, because you have to understand advertising and how it works. And that's why I've been happy to help companies with my expertise as a marketing and business developer. But certain advertising has certain purposes. Networking puts you in close contact with the decision maker, the owners, the person that can write the check, that can make the decision. And so I was out at a networking event on this week. It was an event sponsored by Elite Conversations, Mr. Dara Spears. And I met a young lady at this event. We did like a meetup. And I met this young lady, and it just so happened I had franchising on my mind. So I went to the event, and she owns a Smoothie King out in Bowie. And now I'm one of these guys. I eat pie and cake.
You're not the only one.
I know Tanya's over there laughing. Hey, welcome to the show, Tanya. Hello, Tanya. Okay, we got Miss Tanya Brigham. She's the owner of the Smoothie King. She's on. Tanya.
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, I hear you now. Hey, welcome to the show, Tanya.
Thank you so much. Thank you for inviting me on.
You know, I had to have you on the show. First of all, now I know this may sound a little selfish and maybe a little petty, but that smoothie was so good.
Okay.
Hey, Tanya, tell me this now. Tell the truth. Is every smoothie that good, or do you just kind of fix it up a little bit because you knew I was going to talk about you on there?
Well, you know, you got the Caribbean way, and that's my number one seller. It really is just that good. And anytime I leave my store to go into the schools or health fairs or to churches to do sampling, that definitely is the smoothie that I take with me just because it's just so dang good.
You know what's funny, Tanya? I was, when you were showing me the different sizes, I think it started like 20 ounce, and they went up like a half a gallon. And I mean, it was...
Right. It seems like it, but it was about 40 ounces.
Boy, these things are humongous. I'm saying to myself, Tanya, now that's a mighty lot of smoothie. I'm not going to want, I'm looking for like something like a 12-ounce cup, right, thinking that's about all I would want. So I ordered a 20-ounce thinking, well, that's more than enough. I'm probably going to have to take some home and drink off it the rest of the week. I got in my car, that thing did not make it home. I don't think it made it out of Bowie.
And let me just tell you, those 40 ounces are flying out the door all day long.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Tanya, thank you for joining us today, and always glad to bring on some of our success stories out in the community. Now, what made you decide to get into the smoothie business of all businesses?
Well, let me tell you, I was a corporate event planner, and I produced meetings and events for 13 years in downtown D.C.
Okay.
And I loved my job. I was really good at it, and, you know, I got to travel to some amazing places, but when you have a family and small children after a while, it's not so great, because even if you wake up on a cold, rainy day and your toddler has the flu, guess what? You still have to be on that plane at 9 o'clock in the morning because they're waiting for you on the other side of the country.
Preach. All right, girl. Don't get me started now. Anybody who's had kids, we know that story. We know the routine.
And so, you know, it was, I literally got to a point, it's just such a stressful job, that I was begging God, please just let them fire me. Because
Amen.
If they fired me, I get to walk away with a severance package.
Mm-hmm.
But that wasn't how it turned out. I ended up getting a raise and a promotion, and I was just like, oh, my God, I'm going to crack up. Because I was really good at what I did, but at some point I had to take that leap of faith. I was very prayerful about it, and I clearly heard my direction that I was supposed to go into, and I quit my job. And I was at home for 3 years. I was an at-home mom serving my family, my husband, my children, and trying to figure it out.
Hey, Tanya, you said 3 years?
3 years.
You didn't start watching Oprah and eating bonbons and any of that stuff, did you?
Well, you know, one of the things that I did was I focused on my family. I focused on my home. I am a woman of faith, so that was also a very big part of my three-year journey. And I was trying to figure out what to do next. How do I continue to make a living while staying here in the D.C. area? You know, my husband at one point, he was like, okay, when is that spiritual journey going to be over? We still have a mortgage.
Really?
So there was a lot of pressure on me to try to figure out where I was going next.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing the research, God just kind of put a spotlight on Smoothie King. That number one guess is that soccer mom. It's women who are just like me, who have so many balls in the air, and you have children and a family and activities, and you care about what you put in their bodies, and you care about what you put in your body. I love what this company stands for. It's a Southern-based company, first smoothie bar in the nation. It's over 40 years old, and it was founded by a nurse who had tons of food allergies.
Wow. Hey, Tanya, but you know what? This, and I'm sure Mr. Miles can relate to this. We tend to attract to businesses an opportunity that's really a part of us. And as I hear you tell your story about how you some of the challenges and opportunities that you were looking at, it came from really within you. You just needed to find an outlet or a business that helped you manifest what was really already inside of you. And I'm sure Mr. Miles had the same story with the MFL.
Yes, and I like the fact that she stayed focused.
Stayed focused.
And that was the key to me when I heard her say that.
And, Tanya, by the way, I have also in the studio Mr. Richard Miles. He's the owner of the MFL, the Minor Football League, which is also franchising. So you guys have a lot in common.
I was listening to his story. Hello, Mr. Miles.
Good morning.
All right. So the lady that started Smoothie King was a nurse, and I'm sure she could amen everything that you said when made you decide to go in that direction.
Well, what's really interesting, he actually is a man, it was very unusual at that time to have a male nurse, but he was already in that health field, and so it was very natural for him to start exploring alternative supplements and vitamins and figuring out what people can eat to not make themselves sick.
Wow. Boy, that is quite a story. I've been reading up on you, and, man, your story just, it blows me away. And the success you've experienced. Number one, tell us that story. The audience has to hear this because...
Well, you know, it took me about 2.5 years to get my store up and running. There's a lot of work, but you got to stay focused. You know, folks will come in and they'll see my success and they want to jump into it. And the first thing I'll advise them is this where God's calling you? Is this the passion on your heart? Because if you're going to chase it because you're thinking of the numbers, you're not going to be very successful at it.
Tiny.
This business spoke to me because I am that soccer mom. I am here in my community. I am doing what I love doing. And because of that, folks come into my store, and I can tell you, I am the number one in sales in the D.C. market. I'm the number one in the Northeast, and out of 750 stores in the country, I'm in the top 4%. And that has been from...
Congratulations.
Girl, thank you.
We have the confetti dropping out of the ceiling over here, the balloons dropping. I am so proud of you and what
you
are doing. This is... But, you know, let me back up 1 second here, because it's so good to hear it from somebody's mouth besides me. I can talk all day. You know, like my dad was a preacher, so we never tire. But if you're chasing the dollars, if you're chasing the money, and that's your only thing, I'm telling you, you might as well stay on your job. You might as well just go ahead and get yourself a regular job, stay there, and just do that, because this is not for people who are just looking for a quick buck. And the people that's going to be successful, I talk about the reason for being. When you're trying to develop your brand, what direction you're going to do, what dream to pursue, you have to start with what's inside of you.
Yeah.
And that you are validating everything I've been saying, and that's another reason why I have you on the show.
So, thank you. And I just, one more thing I want to add to that. There is so much sacrifice. Success comes with sacrifice. It comes with tears. It comes from being on your knees. If you're not willing to go through that fire, you're going to fail. And the thing is, if it is your passion, if it is your heart, you're going to go through it and keep going, because you see that's your vision. And quitting isn't an option for you.
Girl, you about to put tears in my eyes over here because...
Woman of my own heart. We don't have to give it to you.
Get the tissue out of here, telling you. You got two men over here about to cry because we have been through that fire and we are still going through it. I started the Marketing Pulpit Show 7 years ago.
Wow.
And it was just in my heart. I did not know where it was going to go. I never knew I'd have success for people like yourself and Mr. Myers on the show. I just did it because my heart was telling me this is what I need to do. And you are the poster girl of what everybody should do when they're trying to decide whether to get into the business world, how it should work. So I tell you what I want you to do. Hang on that 1 second, Tonya. We're going to take a quick break, and we can finish up after the break, okay? All right, folks, we're listening to Tonya Brigham. She's the owner of the Smoothie King. And boy, we have also in the studio Mr. Richard Miles. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood. We're going to take a break. Be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. I opened a 401k.
So you're giving up, just like that?
Giving up on what?
I'm getting an inheritance from a distant relative.
Don't you think if there were a billionaire in the family, we'd know about it by now?
Listen to me. We are one phone call away from riding horses on our own private polo grounds. One call from christening yachts, having a butler, using summer as a verb.
How do you figure?
Look, everyone's got a rich uncle somewhere. It's statistics. So the best thing you can do is just prepare for the inevitable.
Right. Which is why I thought maybe it would be smart to take control of my finances. You know, start using a budget, get out of debt, set some retirement goals.
Budgets? Debt? You watch your mouth. Retirement shouldn't be a goal for us. It should be a way of life.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show and Reverend Al Sharpton at 1 p.m. on 1450 and 95.9 WOL. 1450 WOL Washington, W240 DJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
Yeah, welcome back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. This is Robert Gatewood. I'm your host. I have in the studio Mr. Richard Miles. I have on the phone Miss Tonya Brigham. I have on my mind a Caribbean Way smoothie. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that. That was supposed to be my thought. It came out. I tell you something else, too. I was over there. I don't know if Tonya saw this when she walked away. I mean, my sweet tooth started kicking in. And this is what I was thinking. I'm saying, I'm in a health. I can't find anything in here that I like because I got this crazy. Like yesterday, I was eating peach cobbler. I'm not proud of it. I had peach cobbler and banana cream nut pie, coconut pie. And so she walked away. I saw these pretzels. They were like Greek yogurt dip pretzels. And I'm saying to myself, once again, this is probably something going to taste like who knows what, but I'm in this store. I'm going to support the sister, you know, leave a couple of bucks behind. I can't wait to get back over there to get to get that Caribbean Way smoothie and those Greek yogurt-covered pretzels. So, Tonya, just know you have a fan over here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I will be back.
Thank you.
Two. I got to try it. I got to come over there.
You got
try
two fans. Hey, Tonya, tell people how they can find this. Tell us about where you're located and how people can get a hand on those yogurt dipped pretzels.
Absolutely.
And that Caribbean Way smoothie.
Absolutely. We are at Bowie Town Center in Bowie, Maryland. I've been there for about 2.5 years. You can certainly take a look me up on Facebook, which is just Smoothie King Bowie, Instagram, Twitter as well. But we would love for folks to stop by or even just call in our store, 301-262-3700. What is so amazing about Smoothie King is smoothies with a purpose. We don't try to tell you how to lose weight, how to gain weight. It's whatever journey you happen to already be on. We just want to be a part of it. You know, we have healthy snacks and supplements and vitamins. I love when folks come in and they say, I'm a diabetic, or I'm just coming off of chemo. I'm trying to put weight back on my body. I even have Mr. America. Literally, he won the Mr. America contest last year, and he's in my store because he's putting that much effort into his physical body. He's not going to go and get a sausage biscuit at the end of his workout. He's coming in because he's invested. That's a part of his lifestyle.
Wow.
So we do have those things that taste amazingly well, like the Caribbean Way, but we have those smoothies that are vegan and veggie or immune boosters. And the smoothies are going to help you slim that waistline, but also put that muscle mass on you. So, but, yeah, a lot of really good options out at Bowie Town Center.
But, Tanya, I want to thank you. I want to congratulate you. And my co-host, Mr. Miles here, he wants to talk to you later on because, you know, he's doing some great things with the Minor Football League, and they've done things with the community, and I think you guys will do some great partnerships and some efforts in the community. So I'll pass your information among each other. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so very much for having me on your show.
Thank you, Tanya. All right, folks. That's Tanya Brigham. She's the owner of – she's a franchisee. We're talking franchises today, and she's a franchisee. She gave us the franchisee perspective. And you got to have it in your heart, folks. Now, when you go out here and find a franchise, I mean, you got to look at the one that's, you know, going to make you some money, of course, what your budget will allow. But try to find one that's aligned with your personal mission, your goals in life. And she did it perfectly. When you say so, Mr. Miles, that's exactly what you're supposed to do it.
Oh, absolutely. You have to have a passion for what you're doing. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's about a dollar. But if your heart not really into it, you know, I guess you may as well look forward to getting a rude awakening.
I have a caller on the phone. Mr. Murray, welcome to the Marketing Pulpit.
How you doing, Robert? And God bless you and your guests. And this is a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic show.
Thank you.
I was listening to Tanya and I was listening to Brother Miles there. And both of them really bore down to saying the same thing.
What's that?
Their spirit guided them to where they are. And when you learn to listen to your spirit,
amen,
it is hard to fail because your spirit is very seldom ever wrong. Both of them were guided by their spirit along with you because you had your father's spirit. Mm-hmm. And you listen to your spirit that your father given you, and look how successful you are.
Well, thank you.
Same thing I said about being my business. You know, my spirit guided and gave me and led me to doing what I'm doing. You know, and once you learn to listen to your spirit, and you've got to listen, take time to listen.
Mr. Murray.
And you will never fail in your business.
You are exactly right. And like you said, he's doing the Millionaire Mastermind Institute. He's following his spirit, his purpose. People call it different things. Some call it the spirit. Some call it their purpose. Some call it their raison d'etre. Whatever you call it, don't ignore it. It's speaking to you. The answers, like the Funkadelic said, the answer is in every question. You ask yourself, what should I be doing? Look in the mirror. The answer is there. Just follow it. Follow it. It's okay, you got to do sometimes things to pay the bills, to get the car note done, get the kids in school. But don't ever give up on that dream and that passion. You can do two things at once, folks. Folks like me and Mr. Miles and Tanya, let me tell you, folks, this is not easy. We can't just go to sleep at night and say, hey, I got one thing going and that's it. Nuh-uh. We got to have about five or six things going. And after a while, one of them is going to pull ahead of the pack. And usually, 9 times out of 10, it's going to be the one that is your mission, your purpose. Thanks again for the call, Mr. Murray.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Mr. William Murray. His company is the Millionaire Mastermind Institute. I'm one of his educators over in Laurel, Maryland. And thank you for being a great listener and supporter of the show. Now, Mr. Miles, the number, also by the way, the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. I have in the studio Mr. Richard Miles. He's the owner and CEO of the MFL, the Minor Football League. Now, Mr. Miles, give us what made you decide to do the MFL? I mean, I know you played football. You played for the Patriots.
Yes.
Played two pro teams.
No, just the one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're doing the Patriots.
Right.
Okay. I mean, what drove you to do the MFL, though?
Well, going back and leading to what the young lady said earlier, it was a passion. I understand that. You know, your passion is playing football from a little kid on. You want to get to that next level. But my thinking, getting to the next level, what am I going to do afterward? I didn't know about a lot of things,
right,
but I understood football and business. And I just incorporated both of them together. Matter of fact, I used to talk to some players, and I said, what are you going to do after this is over? And, you know, they all come up with different, well, my lady going to open up a nail shop and all that. And I said, okay. I say, you know, my passion was owning a professional franchise. You know, and I know that wasn't going to never happen, no matter how much money you accumulate, because that's a good old boy system.
Right.
You know, I'm just going to say it
right.
What it is.
You're exactly right.
So I started the minor football league. And as you know, it's no minor football. It never was. You had minor league baseball, basketball, D-League, minor league hockey, but never football. So I said, well, let me trademark and patent this.
Go ahead. You know? All right. Go ahead.
So, and that's my thinking, because I don't want to go back later. And, you know, we as people of a minority of color, we good for naming stuff.
Right.
But the business part of it, we don't incorporate anything. We don't incorporate it. We don't patent it. And that's where we make mistakes at.
Well, I'm going to tell you, man, I went out. I've done a lot of things in my life. But when I started the marketing pulpit, I knew this was in my heart. I ran right out and got this name trademarked. I got my paperwork. And it's like, man, it is such a good feeling, because now you put some legitimacy behind your passion.
Absolutely. As I was stating, you know, earlier, you know, I talk to people all the time, you know, the concept, what makes you a billionaire is a concept. And a lot of people understand that. See, people with money don't have a concept.
Right.
People without money, they have a concept. What happens? The people with the money buys the concept, right? So we have to be, you know, patient enough to hold on to things.
Oh, my God.
You know, when you're patient, you hold on. I started the MFL with one team.
Mm-hmm.
And because, you know, we had, you know, people always talking about semi-pro.
Right.
It's no such thing as semi-pro. Either you're pro or you're not.
That was
an ignorant term people use to justify saying like football. So, first of all, you have to educate people on exactly what you're doing. I always use the term documentation be conversation. So therefore, when I go to people and talk, I'm not going to talk about what I'm going to do. This is what I already done.
Right.
You know. So and it makes a difference. And I took this Washington Chiefs. We started as a nonprofit organization working with at-risk youth, because I wanted to give back. And the program, the football aspect of it, was called Athletes in Emotion. Okay.
Right.
So you know, you get all these different athletes from all over the country, because, you know, I tell people all the time, it's not that you're not good enough to play in the NFL. It's just not enough room. It's 32 teams. The life expects the most NFL player maybe 3 years.
Wow. Man, talking about it short.
You know, I mean, think about it, because the volume is so, so large. So in starting the minor football league, I took this one team. I went all around the country and showcased it, and we beat all these so-called semi-pro teams. And everybody said, well, what league y'all in? I said, the NFL. So they said, how many teams you got? I said, one.
Uh-oh.
They said, one? Well, how can you know, the NFL was always sitting on the shelf, but you always got to relate to what I said before, documentation be conversation. So you take this team around the country after the success of the team, and people will pay us to come and play.
Right.
You know, people pay us. Pay for the bus, the hotel, and they pay.
Now you're starting to see some income stream.
There you go. But that shit was the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
Most of the money went back into the business.
Right.
So if you're looking to buy a new car and all that, don't do that. You know, don't do that. You know what I mean? Don't
right.
do that. So, you know, in doing this, then what I did was I went around the country putting teams there, franchises there.
Franchise.
Okay. Owned by the MFL.
Okay.
You know, not individuals yet. I want to make sure this thing was right. All the components was right. Everything was tight. Because people, like I say, people don't want to hear about what you're doing. They want to see it.
Well,
and we're very visual nowadays, as you know. So in doing this, and I had all the different, you know, naysayers. And you know,
it's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not going to work. And somebody told me about that. I said, I tell you what, I was in Florida, Tallahassee, Florida. And one of the reporters said, she said, this is nice, but I've never heard of the MFL. And, you know, my reply to her was, you know, it's a billion Chinese, and I guarantee you not one of them ever heard of you. So, you know, oh, no, we didn't mean anything by it. I said, yeah. But my thinking with this was economic development, jobs, coaches,
wow.
players.
You after my heart.
Even in your line of work, you know, media is tough. the playing field is not level. You have all these kids in these black universities and stuff want to get into broadcast journalism, and we know it's not level. But here you get an opportunity, you know.
Wait, see, you started from a place of giving, and I'm sure same thing with Miss Tanya Brigham, myself, and many, many success stories. We start out, even though money is tugging at us from every which way. The fast buck is like, it's just being dangled in
fast
front of us.
Fast money,
like,
go fast. Don't forget now.
You have to hold true to your principle. And you much of that is to give back. Remember where you came from. Folks,
absolutely.
That is not a cliche. That is the truth. You
absolutely.
Have to go back. And the people that go back the most are the ones that succeed the most. People don't know. A lot of folks don't even know Michael Jackson's story. They hear about the Michael Jackson sleeping with the monkey and the nether. Michael Jackson gave a lot of money to a lot of people.
Absolutely.
And it multiplied itself. So before you knock anybody, you got to know their past. Most people that you see, whether it's Oprah, Bob Johnson, the Zuckerbergs, the Gates, these folks gave back. Mr. Miles is another example of people that started from a place of giving, and it never leaves. It becomes part of your character, of your organization, your culture, your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. But you got to understand, people know the glory, but they forget the story behind it.
Amen.
Because we don't never talk about the story behind it, how you started. And it brings me back to something was said to me years ago when I was young. My first year, I'm happy about going to college. And this old guy told me, he said, you know, I want to ask you a question, young man. I said, yes, sir. He said, don't you ever forget where you come from.
Hmm.
You know, and I looked at him, and I said, well, why'd you say that? He said, don't worry. Will you, no matter how successful you get, will you promise me one thing? I thought you were going to ask me for a dollar or something, but he didn't ask for anything. He says, promise me you won't forget where you come from. And that always stuck in my mind over the years.
Well, what I want to get to is the opportunity of the franchising. Now, you have some folks on your team, man. You got some pretty big names that you're running. I mean, you're a big name yourself, but Fred Smoot, Bobby Wilson, Rod Millstadt.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, a lot of times, I'm the man behind the vision, but you need help.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody, I'm smart enough, and I have a big ego. I'm smart enough to know I can't do everything by myself. I'm not diverse in your expertise, which is media.
Right.
So I'm going to come to somebody that know media and say, hey, look, come with me. I got this going on.
Amen.
You know, and former players, of course.
All right, hang on a second there, Mr. Miles. When we come back, folks, we're going to finish up with Mr. Miles. He's going to be sitting with us the rest of the show. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. In a moment, we're going to have Mr. Ron Bethay of the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative talking about solar energy. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Midday ride around the Capitol Beltway going to slow you down through Silver Spring with the work zone. After New Hampshire Avenue, right lane is blocked for some midday construction. Then you'll run into an accident once you get to Bethesda on the outer loop. After the I-270 spur, the crash is approaching River Road. It is on the right side of the roadway. We've got delays on both the outer and inner loops. We've got emergency response there on the inner loop, taking one of your lanes as well. And, of course, some rubbernecking delays. And around the Capitol Beltway in Annandale, eastbound ramp is blocked due to a fallen tree from Little River Turnpike heading towards the outer inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. This report is brought to you by Unbound.org. You can be the difference between a child continuing their dream of education or leaving it behind. Help make the future brighter for one child at Unbound.org. The WOL forecast for today, cloudy with rain tonight, high 59, 56 degrees. I'm Angela Foster, 1450 AM. 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
All right, this is the Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m., bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses. Don't forget our good sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you have a office need, BLE Suites, boy, you talking about a sister that's really, really shaking things up. I am so proud of my people, folks. Folks, scrap this narrative that we're not doing it. That is somebody just trying to keep you down and get you to buy into the hokey doke. We out here doing it, folks. You just need to hang around some new people. If that's what you believe, you need to get a new set of friends. Miss Bernadette Clay, she owns the BLE Executive Suites and Virtual Offices. They have the location in Largo, Maryland, and they at 9701 Apollo Drive, and one over in National Harbor, and over there on right off Oxon Hill Road, right across from Tanger Outlet and near MGM. This young lady started with a passion, a dream, just like Tanya Brigham, just like Mr. Miles, just like myself, like Mr. Murray, and all the other people that we bring through these doors. Now she is rocking and rolling. They've expanded, and they've been sponsoring this show for 6 of the 7 years. And we have watched them grow, and I'm glad to have been associated and continue to wish them much success. But if you need an office space, either by the day, by the hour, by the month, by the week, by the year, call them at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. I have in the studio Mr. Richard Miles. He's the owner of the MFL. Also, coming up in a few moments, we're going to have Mr. Ron Bethay talking about solar energy. Mr. Miles, tell us quickly. Now, you got all these heavyweight folks bringing you. You got Smoot as the VP of operations. You got Bobby Wilson. You got Millstat. And you offering this opportunity to other people, regular Joes like me, who always thought that owning a football team was for people like Snyder and Jerry Jones of the world. But there are opportunities for folks who have money. They don't know what to do with it. They've been scammed, and all these fly-by-night schemes been trying to pull at their purse strings. Tell us about the MFL opportunities.
Absolutely. And I want to appreciate you for having me on this platform here, because this is something attainable. And we tend to think that we can't do anything. And a friend of mine always said, you know, if you hang around 3 broke people, you're going to be number 4,
bro.
You know what I mean? So I try to align myself with people. Yes, this is an opportunity for not only former football players that most of them lost their money. This is an opportunity to go from the field to the front office. We have franchises that start, and my goal is to get empower our people, minorities, mm-hmm. to own something. We have banks set up, you know, with the, you look at 2.5 and you say, oh, that's a lot of money. But if you think about it, black people are the biggest consumers in America.
Hello.
We have nothing to show for it.
Hello, boy.
But we don't have money for this and that. And we like to sit down and talk with people. You can own a franchise. This is the last time that a minority person, we're talking about building the new next generation of billionaires.
Mm.
And believe me, it can happen. They look at the National Football League. They took that as a joke when it first started.
Right.
You know, the national pastime of baseball. Look at the NFL now.
And that's what people need to realize. It's a franchise opportunity. We already gave the benefits of owning a franchise. Some of you guys out here, you are sitting on the money. If you don't have it singularly, go out, put yourself a coalition together, partnering together with people.
Absolutely.
Even Mr. Miles will help you connect with some of these former football players.
Absolutely.
Part of his package.
Absolutely. And a lot of people say, okay, I got money. I'm a business owner. I don't know anything about sports. That's why we offer in here, when you buy a franchise, we ask you, we don't tell you, we ask you to sell a former NFL player 20%. What that brings is legitimacy to your organization in terms of the game itself. Who know better than about football than someone playing it? Okay, he will set up your coaches, your GM, and the players. I mean, I want to calm myself down because I do get excited when I'm talking about this. This is the last opportunity that we'll get to have. You know, money is power, as you know. This is just a great opportunity.
Tell us how they can find out more about this great opportunity.
Oh, absolutely. You can give us a call at 240-551-8031. Or you can go to our website, which is themfl.org, or Twitter, Facebook. We have people who be glad to talk to you. But I have to stress this. It is attainable. So we need to stop thinking that we can't own anything anymore.
Hmm.
Or we work and you think you're safe because you work at 9 to 5 and your biggest conversation is, or I'll be retiring in 2 years. You couldn't live off this salary, the full salary. How you gonna live off the retirement money? And that's something we have to wake up. We have to stop being mavericks and stop feeling like you're comfortable in what you're doing day to day.
right, folks. That's Mr. Richard Miles. Hang on there, Mr. Miles. Got a gentleman on the phone. One of the other topics we're going to cover today quickly is the solar. This is another one of those areas where black folks are kind of missing the boat, and they're just not keeping up with it. That's why I'm glad we have our guest, Mr. Ron Bethea. He's with the Positive Change Purchasing Coalition, and he's also a solar energy maverick. Welcome to the show, Mr. Bethea. Mr. Bethea. Hello? Okay, I can't hear you there, Mr. Bethea. Okay, now I hear you. How you doing there, Mr. Bethea?
I'm great, Robert. I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to come on the airways of the Marketing Pulpit.
And I have Mr. Richard Miles here also with me.
I'm very, very familiar with Brother Miles. We go back some time.
Oh, my God.
How you doing, Brother Miles?
How you doing, sir? I'm at a little disadvantage, but if you said you know me, you know me. I meet so many people.
Yeah, well, I'm Brother Bethea. A good friend of our, one of our dear friends, Brother Kalia, Brother Amaze, who passed.
Absolutely. And, good friend.
All right. Mr. Bethea, we're running out of time. But let me ask you this. Get straight to the point. What are some of the job opportunities that are being created by solar energy that just seems to be flying off the radar for our community right now?
Well, the job industry in solar is the number one growth industry for the last 7 years in a row, because President Obama, through his administration under Sunshine Initiative, he put the solar renewable energy industry on steroids by putting $30 billion in federal government loan guarantees in place, which built the largest solar investment project that the U.S. government ever invested in, with the Department of Defense, with the United States government, by building one of the largest solar farms in U.S. history. Now, in terms of the jobs which you specifically asked for, you have approximately, according to the Solar Foundation that puts out the data, 270,000 people working in the industry. But 54% of those working are installers. So that is the area. But what my organization, the Positive Change Purchasing Cooperative, we grew out of transportation, and we changed our business model because of the switch in technology. And one of our passions happens to also be the sports area, which we started the Black Sports Legends Foundation, and we started an HBCU solar testing initiative to try and get more workforce development training for our young people. But the catalyst behind this was we were trying to find a way to find funding resources to start soccer programs at our historically black colleges and universities.
Well, let me ask you this. Now, what are some of the opportunities, what do you see on the horizon right now for solar energy before we run out of time? I noticed we were talking the other day, you were talking about these charging stations, and that seems to be something that a lot of people are not really aware of.
Well, the charging component is tied into what we call EVs, which is known as electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And Elon Musk, who owns Tesla, last year invested in July and purchased SolarCity for $2.6 billion.
Wow.
And he has a new factory called the Gigabank Factory, which has just come online in Nevada, which is the largest manufacturing plant in the world. And they are manufacturing the lithium batteries for these electrical vehicles.
Well, Mr. Bethea, we're going to run out of time. Tell people how they can find out more about this, Tesla, the EVs, and your organization. Give us that in the next minute.
Well, you can go to our website at positivechangepc.com. That's positivechangepc.com. We also do a podcast radio show called Solar Now and the Future, with its economic impact on Black America. And it starts, our time on our podcast is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Wednesday, and you can log on to our website at PositiveChangePC.com, or go to Blog Talk Radio, or listen on Twitter, Facebook, or Link, because we do stream live. But this industry generated $200 billion for the U.S. economy in 2016 and $1.4 trillion internationally. So it is a growth industry.
It is a growth industry indeed, and one we got to get more into. And that's why I'm glad I have people like you out here keeping us abreast of what's going on in solar. Folks, go to his website. It's PositiveChangePC.com. Find out more about what's happening with Tesla, the electric vehicles, and so forth. I want to thank Mr. Miles again for joining us today. Mr. Miles, man, you got it going on. Appreciate everything you're doing. Glad to be a part of your organization as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Folks, that's going to wrap up the show today, The Marketing Pulpit. We'll be back next week at the same time. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk, folks. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Good morning, I'm Nick Bovee. Here's the latest from NewsOne.com, brought to you by Compassion International.